That's right, boys and girls. It's time for the Kathy Bacon Ultra Simplified Contest.
So, David, what do we have to do to win?
All you have to do, Adam, is you have to call in to the BFO and or write a comment on the blog, or you could call another show. No, you can't call another show. You have to call the Big Fatty Show, but you could leave a message for anyone, really.
During what time period?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, Adam. It'll be during December. So starting in December 1st, you can call the Big Fatty Show. And you can leave a message for anybody. Doesn't matter who.
Or maybe after Black Weekend.
after the Black Weekend. Yeah, and so there you go. You can call, and then but it has to be a real phone call, Adam.
Okay.
Real phone. It has to be. You can't just be, hey, I'm here. It has to be. Or you can leave a comment. You can leave a comment, too. That's another thing. You could do that. Oh, and if you end your call with the word Woodhaven, then you get an extra entry. Did I mention that? I'm not sure.
No, just now. Just now.
All right, and you have to call between the hours of 9 a.m. and like 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can't call like on a, you can't call drunk is what I'm trying to say. Like if you're
and you
drunk,
have to listen
really,
to the entire Kathy Bacon, the Vader and Bacon.
Right. Yeah, you should listen to that. And if you work in sentences from her last phone call, the Kathy Bacon phone call, then you get another entry.
Sounds simple.
It's so simple, Adam. Anyone could do it. And you know what? Here's the great thing. It's the prize. Do you know what the prize is?
It's undisclosed.
It's undisclosed, which just means it's awesome. It's going to be awesome. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you participate in the month of December in the Kathy Bacon Simple Podcast Contest.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Participate in the month of December in the Kathy Bacon Simple Podcast Contest.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2053 of the BFO for Monday the 7th of December 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and there was something in the P.O. box.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Nesta's Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you're Nesta's during the weekend report. Big Fatty, I think that will be lovely. And, y'all, we got lots to do. Yes, Big Fatty, we've got a full slate today. Yes. Yeah, I guess y'all got to open the Mexican calendar, y'all. On Saturday, they sprung from their bed to see what was the matter, and they threw open the sash. And, y'all, for today, for the 7th, y'all, it says... La luna en el peco de la nueve recién calda del el lustre de mediodía en a los objects Diablo de Alta. Y'all, I think that is the moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster to midday to objects below. Big Freddy, you've learned Mexican. That's just lovely. I say, y'all, I have received not one, not two, but three, I say three, Krabma cards in the mail. Y'all, the first one that came in is from the Hot Cub. And, y'all, we're going to open it up right now. Yes, we're ready. You're going to take a picture of the cards? I am going to take a picture of the cards, y'all. You have to go over there to the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty Woodhaven, and take a look at it. Y'all, there's a picture. and it's we three queens. Benny, it's silly. And y'all, there's a muscle queen and a sissy queen and a booty queen. Benny, vulgar. And they're on camels, and the muscle queen says, there'd better be a gym in this town. And the sissy queen says, I'm getting gay camel toe. Hurry. And the booty queen says, does this camel make my butt look fat? And it says, happy holly gays. Wonderful seeing you in Kakalaki. Hope to see you at the good days. All Allah. Love. Jay and Ron. Well, Jay and Ron, thank you so much. Big man, I love that card. Even though it's kind of vulgar. But anyway, y'all, the next card, y'all, is from Kingsley. It is from Kingsley. Yes, Big Freddy. He's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up this week. I know, but we're not going to talk about that yet. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, inside, it's a red card. And it says... It says the tree isn't the only thing getting lit this Christmas. Big Freddy, is it about the vines? Yo, probably. And it says, cheers to you this holiday season. Dear Big Freddy, all the best to you. Love. Kingsley, thank you so much for the card. That is just lovely. And y'all are our last card today. Y'all, it is from that Ed Candelabra and Mark. And, you know, from that All About Meh. That All About Meh little show. And y'all, it's in a red envelope, and you open it up, and it's, y'all, it's a picture of a man. He's dropped his pants, and he's got his wiener, Fatty Vulgar, on a table, and he's getting ready to hit it with a mallet, and all these people are standing around watching. It says, charades, a game for the whole family. And then it says, despite Eric's best efforts, no one guessed Bangkok. Fatty. That's vulgar. And it says, have a bang up crema. Big Fatty, hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Love, Mark. And it says, Pod God, Merry Crema. Love you. Miss you. Number 3 fan, Ed, 2015. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And y'all, if you want to send a Big Fatty a crema card, y'all just drop me an e-letter and ask for the address here at the villa, and I'll be more than happy to provide that. Please do not send crema cards to the old P.O. box, because, y'all, it's closed, and those go in the dead letter file. Big Ready, who knew? And, y'all, I got a message that there's a package coming here to the villa tomorrow. Yes, Big Ready. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it was a nice weekend here at the villa. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday night, and that's the last of the hot and spicy chicken wings that I bought at the Vons East. Y'all, I had on Friday. Y'all, we had a special group in at the coal mine, and y'all, they had lunch there, and y'all, Big Fatty went and got some of the leftovers. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. It was some sauteed green beans and some grilled cauliflower and zucchini and squash, and y'all, then it was these delicious shrimp in a peppery kind of buttery sauce, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. I had brought in something to have, but y'all, I just left it there. I'll have it later today for my lunch at the coal mine. It was a quiet day in the coal mine, though. The Larry Cly wasn't there, and Big Fatty did get a few things done that he's needed to be done. And y'all, old Vader. Old Veda, he took off a little bit early. Y'all, he needed to go to the gymnatorium, so he could get buff. So, of course, he went to the Veda family compound and took a nap. Yes, Big Veda! Then we were going to get together on a Friday evening after work. And so I sent him a testimonium when I got home. And, y'all, we went and we got the Villa First crematory. Yes, Big Betty. And, y'all, it's, I was just listening to the old gal talk about going to get her crematory. Y'all, I had a lovely experience going to get mine. And, y'all, we had some, there was some Mexicans that were selling them. But, y'all, there was a coupon. I had a coupon. I went on to the www, and there was a $5 coupon, and so I took that, y'all, and I got about an 8-foot Frasier fir, y'all, it was $47, and with the coupon it was only $42 so I thought that was not it wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. It just wasn't horrible. And so, y'all, the Mexicans cut the bottom off of it, and then they put it in the orange netting, and, y'all, then they strapped it down. Y'all, the Mexicans know how to tie a knot. They tied it right to the top of the Ford Escape, and, y'all, we were on the way back here, and Veda helped me get it in the stand and then into the villa, and y'all, then we decided it'd probably be best to just let it rest. So I filled up the reservoir with water, and y'all, let it rest on Friday night. Y'all, then I got up Saturday morning, and I had my my coffee and everything, and, y'all, I decided it was time to decorate. So, y'all, I had last year, after Crema, bought four strands of those LED lights. Now, y'all, they're a little harsh. Durwood came by on Sunday, and he agreed they're a little harsh, but, y'all, they're energy savers. And so I put the four strands of lights on the tree, and then I put all my ointments. Y'all, I love going through the ointments, because there's so many of them that have a special meaning to Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty, I remember that when Miss Beaver sent you.
Yes, the shooting star that Miss Beaver sent is on the tree. And, there's several other ointments on there that folks, there's several pieces of ointments that look like bacon.
Yes, Big Fatty, a couple of those.
And, put all the ointments on and the star, and, y'all, then I filled the reservoir all the way up, and, y'all, I was done, and then it just felt like it needed something else. And, y'all, I went to look for my crema tablecloth to put it on my dining room table. And, y'all, in amongst there was a little bag. And what this stuff is it's used to fill up gift bags. But, y'all, it's nothing but icicles. And it's just strands of metallic tinsel. And, y'all, it was gold. And so, y'all, I put the gold icicles on the tree. And, y'all, it just is lovely. And it was just what it needed. It was just what it needed. And, so I did that, and I put my wreath on my door, and put some what do you call that? I put some garland on the handrail right there at the door, and, y'all, I rigged it up. My wreath lights up, I got it after Crema last year. It was a Martha Stewart wreath, but, y'all, it's real pretty. And then I put a few other little knickknacks up. Now, I didn't go too crazy. I've got a nice lined basket that I'm going to put all the cans in. And, y'all, then I had a candy dish.
Big Betty, you didn't have any candy.
No, but we took care of that later on. So did that. And, y'all, then on Sunday. No, I take that back. We're still on Saturday.
Yes, Big Betty, stay on Saturday.
And, y'all, did that kind of stuff here at the villa on Saturday. And, y'all, then, I can't remember. It was the Crema Parade here near Fat Acres. I didn't go to that. But, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke. I was on Stick It With a Poke with Gavin. Who all was on there? It was Gavin and Jim. And y'all, the Seda 69 was on there. Y'all, he was on. And then he had to run out and go drop a coil in the litter box.
Beep! Fatty, he did not.
Well, either that or he had to go be a kitty cat.
Yes, Big Freddy, and Squeaky Kitty was all excited.
And who else was on there? We had Blind Guy Jay came on. I couldn't see him though because he's blind.
Beep, Freddy.
And the Horn Cub. The Horn Cub came on a little bit later also. And then after that, y'all, I had spoken to Miss Kitty. You know, I'd gotten a shipment from the Nasty Pig.
Beep, Freddy, you and your Nasty Pig.
Several items that I've been looking for that I got them for. Y'all, they might as well just send me cash money from the ATM machine to take it from them. I got them so cheap. But y'all, the two pair of jeans that I got, y'all, you know, they're not made for a short shirt. Big Fatty. So y'all, on my way to the connections on Saturday night, I went by and saw Miss Kitty because she has a good friend, Sadie, who performs sewing services, so Miss Kitty marked the pants and all, and he was going to pass those along to Sadie to perform sewing services on there. And then y'all, I was off to the connections, and it was basically just me and Granny were the only two. I mean, there were lots of other people in there, but it was just of the regular group. It was just me and Granny for the longest time. And our favorite bartender, he's a jewel of a bartender. He was running late, so y'all, it wasn't a calamity, but it was just a discombobulated is what it was. And then our favorite bartender arrived, and a little bit later, Durwood arrived. And y'all, about the time Durwood finished his first glass of grape juice,
Big Fat, I think it's wine,
same thing. Y'all, it was time for Big Fat to go home. So y'all, I came home and I had spent a lot of time on Saturday washing clothes and linens. Y'all had it was a clean sheet night. Clean sheet night on Saturday night, and y'all, I had set the electric mattress pad to have the toasty toes when I crawled into the love chamber on Saturday night, and y'all, I slept like a baby.
Big Fatty, I didn't notice that you had pooped the bed.
No, I didn't know. Not that kind of sleep. So, yeah.
Big Fatty, it never gets old, though. Anyway,
and y'all, just it was just a good night's sleep.
Big Fatty, I wonder if it has anything to do with the gin helping you to drift off. It probably had something
to do with the gin helping me drift off. And y'all, then I got up on Sunday morning, and on Saturday I also made sausage balls for
Oh, dear gussie, Big Fatty, you didn't even get to Sunday.
I know. I guess we'll just have to talk about that tomorrow.
And Big Fatty, we didn't have any Woodhaven.
What can I say?
Big Fatty, you said it. You got a full slate today. It's true.
Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And y'all, you know, this is Big Fatty's last day of work for 2015. I've only got 5 days. So there you go. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the DI Positive Contestant. And Daniel Bieber, since I didn't get the contest in today, you got anything to remind people of?
Participate in the month of December in the Kathy Bacon Simple Podcast Contest.
Oh, Big Fatty, they're lining up now. Woodhaven.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.